This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming to you from New York City, bringing the video podcast for global Filipinos around the world. Watch and listen as we speak and get to know different celebrities, icons, influencers, and inspiring people. Join Jesse Dang and Jay Cass as they talk about anything and everything while bridging the gap between Filipinos of different generations and genres of choice. This is Over a Glass or Two.
Sorry, parang nagpo-pause kanina.
Boom, boom, boom.
Kumusta, J-Cast? Kumusta po kayong lahat? Ang lamig-lamig na po ngayon sa Jersey and New York. Grabe, yes. Ito na talaga ang ano. Ang winter, sobrang lamig.
Pinakamalamig to date this year.
Oh my God. Actually, kanina, on my way home from New York, from Manhattan, talaga, I was like shivering. Like, ito na pinaka-hate ko. Natandito ba ako sa New York? But oh well, what can we do? Kailangan, we need to pay the bills, right? Kailangan magbanat ng buto. So, nasa New York para magtrabaho. So,
correct. Anyways. Yeah, ano yan? Ang tawag dyan, let's avoid poverty.
I know, correct. Para may pangkabuhayang showcase. So, anyways po, kumusta po kayong lahat? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening po sa lahat ng mga nanonood po sa buong Pilipinas at sa buong mundo. Especially po sa The Filipino Channel, iWant TFC, Jeepney TV sa mga pasahero ng Jeepney TV, FYE Channel, Facebook, and YouTube. J-Cas, ikaw naman, go!
Yes, dito naman po J-Cas. Sa South Brooklyn. Good morning night po sa lahat mga Filipinos and non-Filipinos in different time zones, in different dimensions, in different continents, in different galaxies, in this whole wide universe!
First! Na-miss ko yan, ha? Parang, kasi kakatapos lang ng Thanksgiving, no? My God, grabe. Parang feeling ko na ako sa kakakain, parang everyday. Lalo na, alam mo, everyday. Nagkasakit pa ako. Actually, ngayon may sakit ako, J-Cas. Hindi lang halata, pero may sakit pa rin ako until now. Pero, oh well. Ikaw, J-Cas, kumusta ang Thanksgiving? Ah, magkasama pala tayo nung Thanksgiving.
Hello? Iba ba yung kasama mo, doppelganger? Hindi ko alam.
Basta, I know, right?
alam mo naman ako, fluctuator ako, lumalaki, lumiliit. Pero ang mukha, constant na malaki. Yay!
Yes, cute na cute. Pero grabe, ang haba ng ano natin, no? Parang Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then I work from home yesterday, 5 days ako naka-off. So ikaw naman, J-Cas, ilang days ka? Ay, hindi pala, work from home ka pala, kaya forever ka na sa bahay. Swerte mo, I hate you, sana all. So may ganun eh, no?
Bago tayo sa guest, mag-hi ka muna sa aking giraffe, si giraffe.
Actually, akala ko, ang tawag mo dyan, ang baklang giraffe.
Baklang giraffe. Sabi nila mukhang ahas, mukhang peacock. Ay nako, pag nakita niyo siya, kasi I'm gonna paint her into black or white, bahala na, kasi ayoko na makulay siya.
Ah, talaga? Ang ganda na niyan. Para sa akin, maganda na siya. Keep it that way. So anyways, Jekas, alam mo, excited ako. Diyos ko, ang tagal nating hinanting to. Salamat, correct. Direct Jeffrey, Jeff Jeturian. Maraming salamat for introducing us to Miss Angel.
Correct.
Aki, no? Grabe, ang tagal nating, Diyos ko, hinanting to. Talaga, saan ko'y mahanap to? Kasi idol
kaya ko. Kaya ano lang pala, through Direct Jeff lang and through the SoHo International Film Festival in New York lang pala.
Buti na lang. Sabi ko, Direct Jeff, sana naman ikaw ma-interview namin next. Ano daw siya, shy. Pero let's say, sana ma-convince ko, di ba? Para malaman naman natin yung mga ano niya, yung mga, tawag nito, humble beginnings niya, di ba?
Correct.
So anyways, ayan, excited na ako. Alam mo, naging favorite ko dun sa, ano, yung movie na Magkaribal. My God. As in, matagal ko ng favorite to. Kaya nga sabi ko, it's a really honor to have her in our podcast, di ba? Ito sa wakas, nandito na rin siya, di ba? Tapos Paskong Pasko pa, talagang Christmas gift po para sa ating lahat. So anyways, sige na, introduce ko na po ang ating special guest for this more night. Ayan. We are so lucky this more night to be in the presence of beauty, talent, and remarkable artistry. She's one of the most beautiful faces and the best actresses in Philippine showbiz. She's a prominent public figure in the showbiz. In showbiz, she started her journey as a model and lifestyle TV host before conquering the acting realm. Her prowess earned her a Star Award for her role in Laro sa Baga, tama ba? Laro sa Baga. And she she has since captivated audiences with compelling performances and acclaimed projects like Magkaribal, yung favorite ko po, Till I Met You, Dirty Linen, and I Love You So. She was also part of the recent top-grossing film, A Very Good Girl. Gusto ko mapanood yun. At saka isa pa, nagsastart pala ako panoorin yung Confession of Ukay Queen, something like that. Basta pinapanood ko with Kim Chu.
Wow, ang ganda ng title. Anyway.
Fit Check Confession of an Ukay Queen with Kim Chu. Kakastart ko pa lang eh. Parang I think second episode pa lang ako. Ang galing yung lola mo doon. So anyways, guys, let's welcome and get to know ang walang kakupas-kupas, the beautiful and multi-awarded actress, Miss Angel Aquino! Woohoo! Hello! Wala kang voice.
Good night sa inyo. All the way there. And can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Yes.
Now we can hear you.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So, yeah. Hello, everybody. All the way there in the States, in New York, and here in the Philippines. Magandang umaga. Pahapot, patanghali na. So, brunch time na.
Brunch time na?
Yeah.
Grabe, Angel, kanina pa kami natutulala sa'yo. Ang ganda-ganda mo pa rin.
Ano ba yun?
Walang anyway, kakupas-kupas.
Nakaka-relate ako sa ang dami-dami yung sinasabi, mga pagpapanat ng buto.
Ano ba yun?
I agree so much with you.
Di ba yung mga kailangan magbanat ng buto, yung mga kapangkabuhayang
so
showcase?
How cold is it there?
Oh my God, kanina it was 30
degrees.
Ngayon ata nasa 20s na. Nag-drop na siya ng 20s.
Okay, so Fahrenheit yan, di ba?
Fahrenheit.
Celsius, let's talk taga-Pinoy here.
Celsius
ba? Fahrenheit at ano mga siguro mga nasa 15? Ganon? Mga ganon?
Parang
or lower?
Lower? Kasi Fahrenheit?
Anyway, let's find
nasa
out
29,
later.
Ano ngayon eh, Fahrenheit. So Celsius, tingnan mo nga direct. Ano ba? Talaga,
mag-convert.
Basta, ang lamig sobra. As in, negative 2 in Celsius.
Negative 2 in Celsius.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I know.
That's cold. But it hasn't snowed yet.
No. Wala pa eh. There's
a little bit of flurries in the city. I saw in the news.
Kanina. Konting-konti lang. Pero this year daw.
A little bit of what? Flurry?
Mga flurries.
As in,
flurries lang.
Maliliit lang na ano.
Yung mga drops lang na mayroong mga ganyan-ganyan sa hair mo. Yes.
Mga pa-cute lang.
Mga pa-cute. Last year, actually,
at saka bago tayo mag-start, ha? Masama yung loob ko. Kasi bakit hindi niya naman sinabi yung memo sa akin, kailangan mag-green.
Ay, hindi ako naka-green, J-Cast. Blue to.
Oh my God, bakit green yung sa register sa akin?
Oh my God.
Pinsan kasi ng green ang blue talaga.
Oo nga, talaga totoo yan. Naku, J-Cast, ang antipara, J-Cast, ang antipara.
Oh my God.
Ay, Bisaya pa rin, antipara. Ang glasses. So anyways, teka, Angel, bago tayo mag-start, meron kami kay Eklatan dito. We welcome ka namin. We'll have a photo op and then dire-diretso na ang ating kwentuhan, okay? Ayan, okay. Guys, ito na po, sasambayan ng Pilipinas po at sa aming dearest USA. Guys, let's all welcome ang napakagandang Miss Angel Aquino. Welcome to Over a Glass
Over
or
a
Two.
Glass or Two. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Let's walk in.
Mm-hmm. Grabe, ang ganda ng buhok. Kwento mo sa amin kung ba't ganyan ang buhok mo. Teka, sigla. Isa raw picture. Okay, go. One, photo op tayo. Okay, go. One, two, three. Ayan, may pag-shk-shk pa si Derek. Ayan. So, Angel, teka, kumusta? Teka, bakit pala, ano ang ganda ng buhok mo? Anong bago? Akala ko nga kanina, ano ba yung wig ba yan? Or bagong color?
Well, sadly, my hair is damaged because I had to color it pink. Only because I'm part of this new series on ABS. It's airing sa iWant TFC. Now, it's airing now on iWant TFC. It's called Senior High. I'm with Andrea Brillantes, Kyle Echari, JK, Labajo, and Sylvia Sanchez. So many other, you know, young Cyril and Zaijan, you know, powerhouse cast, though, I'm telling you.
Wow.
But anyway, so I play Andrea's mom, and I'm a tattoo artist. Hence, my henna tattoo is retouched every taping day. So I have it. I have myself painted every taping day. So dahil alam mo na ganyan. So ganun yung ano ko. Ganun yung aking what's this? Yun ang aking role, paastig, pero hindi naman, softy on the inside, ganon.
Cool, that's why. Cool tattooed mom, di ba?
Cool tattooed mom.
Parang, I don't know kung cool siya, basta tattooed siya. So, pintado sa kanito.
Actually,
even
bagay
the hair is pintado.
Bagay sa, gusto ko sabihin, siguradong mom, baka pwedeng sister, kasi, oh, parang, ano.
Not when so, Andrea is just, what, 19 or 20.
Oo nga pala, bata pa si Andrea, no?
Yeah, baby
Grabe.
Pa yun.
Kasi hindi ka, parang hindi nagpa, anong secret mo, bakit parang, you've never changed, kasi nga, since magkaribal talaga, oh my God, idol, I think I've watched it twice. I love your role. Ang galing mo talaga.
It was on Jeepney TV, ang magkaribal. It airs pa rin, but also on Kapamilya Channel, nagre-re-air siya, so, you know, I see myself from, that was 2011, so 22 years ago. Ay, hindi. 12 years ago.
12 years ago, no?
That was 12 years ago. Parang hindi, one of my favorite persons in the world.
Kaya parang hindi ka nagbago, no? Anong secret mo, girl? Bakit parang, ano ka pa rin? You're still slim, you're still...
Yeah.
Anong sikreto? Bakit?
Like Benjamin Button.
Share mo naman sa aming lahat.
Okay, sabi nila, maybe genetics has a lot to do with it. I have a beautiful mother, so maybe nakakuha ako ng konting genes from her. So, and my tatay was also guapo, so the combination, eto na yun. But also a lot of taking care of oneself. Kasi, di ba, I'm in a profession where I'm on cam and a lot of people see me, a lot of people have high expectations, so kailangan mo ring i-meet yung expectations na yon. You look up, they look up to you for, I don't know, health and how to care for themselves. So kailangan, ano yon, i-imbibe mo yon. Kailangan mo siyang isabuhay din. That's why I try to take better care of myself.
Nag-gym ka ba? Kasi parang never ko atang nakita si Angel na parang iba-iba kasi nagfa-fluctuate. Parang ako nag-yo-yo ako lagi.
It's like, you know, J-Cass, yo-yo din ako. But syempre, when you feel your clothes are the best, ano talaga, the best.
Yes, correct.
Measuring tape or something.
Yes, exactly. Totoo yan.
Diba? Parang tiyakas yung pantalon ko. So, medyo babawasan mo na yung pagkain mo. But, you know, I realized as I get older, parang I'm beginning to be kinder in a bad way, ha? Like, kinder to myself, meaning, baba na ng self-control ko, yung aking willpower. So, wala na. Parang, sige na nga, pagbigyan ko na nga, kain pa ng konti.
Kain pa ng konti, oo.
Nakita ko yung mga ice cream shots niyo, oh my God.
Kainis, no?
That's my favorite, ano kasi, dessert, ice cream, ice gelato. Cream.
Kumakain ka ng ice cream, parang hindi naman. By the way.
Ang sarap ng ice cream.
From, ang tingin ko sa'yo, just judging from just watching and talking to you right now, I feel like you're the type who does yoga and Pilates. Tama ba ako?
Okay. Since I started working with Direk Ruel Santiago, siya naman, I look to him for yun din, for self-care. Kasi, grabe, he's same kami eh, ox kami pareho, pero he's the ox before me. So you can imagine kung you know, how old he is now. But he doesn't look a day older than me, actually. You know
really?
What I mean? He, amazing how he takes good care of himself. So he does yoga. He introduced me to it. I remember during the pandemic, sabi ko sa kanya, Greg, kaganda na arms mo. What do you do? So I stopped going to the gym. I just do yoga. So he sent me a link. Kasi back then, you cannot work out together. So I would just watch this guy and follow his, you know, instructions. And that's how I got into yoga. And I've been doing it for 2 years already.
Mahirap ba yoga? In the beginning.
Hindi siya madali. Hindi siya madali. And it's a commitment. So, but I love how it tones you, it gives you discipline, and it inspires you kasi you get, you know, words of wisdom as you go through the motions. Sabi nga niya, it's meditation in motion. Doon ako nag-start natuto mag-meditate. Otherwise, hindi ako marunong noon. I cannot focus.
Oh, wow. Jcas, mag-yoga na rin tayo. So,
alam mo ba?
Try nila.
Marami. Oh, okay. Marami akong libro niya na ang kulang na lang ipuksan ko.
Ay, oh my
ko.
God. Binili na niyo lahat. I know. Magpupunta kami sa mga bookstore or whatever. Di, so bumibili kami ng mga kung ano-ano. Saka ako minsan mga cookbooks or whatever.
Yeah.
Sa kanya may mga
you
yoga.
You never opened them. Yeah.
Yeah, hindi niya binubuksan na. Ikaw, Jcas, kumusta naman?
below $5 lang naman. Pero sayang naman, di ba? At saka,
oo nga eh.
Kumbaga, you can just click something on YouTube, you can already have like a mentor. It's just within ourselves. When are we gonna do it?
Yeah, that's true.
Totoo yan.
And you know, I love books also. You know, I appreciate that there are still physical books around.
Yes, yes.
But I feel the best talaga is to experience it. You have to more than just reading on it and getting inspired. Parang feeling ko mas inspirational if you like talk to some people, get together with them, and maybe do one session and see how that feels. And then after a while, maybe you wanna do that some more, diba? Especially if you do it with friends. Iba talaga ang practice. Iba ang lone practice, iba din ang practice with people you know kasi may support eh. And
may support.
Parang
oo.
You feed off each other's energy and
oo
and
nga,
strength
yan,
and power.
Para kailangan ata, Jcas, mag-start na tayong we have to support each other pagdating dyan.
Ay nako, parang walang mangyayari ko tayong dalawa.
Oo nga, magtitigil lang tayo. Box, ang sarap ng ice cream mo. Sige, doon tayo. So, may iba tayo. Di ba, ang tagal mo ng nasa showbiz industry, right? Like, ilang dekada na ba? Tama ba? Dekada ba?
Okay, I started in 1997. So,
oh my God.
I'm here for almost 30 years. 4 years shy of 30.
What? Ganun katagal? Pero
ano, di ba, Angel? Nag-start ka, tama ba nag-start ka talaga as a model?
Kwento nga yung start mo. Paano ka na, from UP ka, I mean, from Baguio, right? Were you born and raised in Baguio?
No.
Okay.
No. Everybody everybody thought that I was from Baguio, pero hindi ako doon pinanganak, doon lang ako nag-aral ng college in Baguio. Tapos, I don't know, it probably was my long black hair that people started seeing me and saying, you should be in a commercial. And I was thinking, parang iniinsulto ako nito. Kasi I used to have really stringy hair. Oo, yung buhagag na ano. Ganyan, parang ito ngayong buhok ko after all the color and all the...
Okay.
Yeah, but yun, I didn't think I had nice hair, but I guess people started noticing it, and then I saw Jeffrey saw me in a mall in 1992.
Wait, si Direk Jeffrey ang naka-discover sa'yo?
Yeah.
Ang tagal nyo na pala na magkaibigan. Grabe.
Okay. And then, uy, interesting to ha. Okay.
Yeah, in 1992, he saw me. Tapos sabi niya, gusto mo mag-artista? Sabi ko, oh, nag-aaral pa ako. Parang I don't have the time. That was my birthday, February 7. And Santa Lucia Mall, one of the more, parang one of the obscure malls here in the Philippines. Yes. Back then, you know, hindi pa naman yan, hindi naman popular ang ano, and it's all the way in Cainta, diba? Not a lot of people used to go there, but for some reason, I don't know, he was there. And that, it was, ano na, from there, we maybe waited a year before I actually started going to work. Sabi niya, sige, since ayaw mag-artista, papakalala na lang kita sa mga designer friends ko. So, he introduced me to Peter Lim. And then he dressed me up in this gown na parang Victorian yung itsura niya. Tapos nagparade kami sa Robinson's Galleria, and somebody from Mega Magazine, he saw me and said, I want that gown in my shoot. And so he went down, tapos nakita niya yung gown. Oh, sige, ikaw na rin.
Kasama ka na, syempre. Yes, yes, yes.
So, kasama na rin ako dun sa shoot. They booked it, and it was history after that.
Yeah. So talagang, that was, ano, talagang nandun, ano, you're meant to be in the showbiz industry, no?
I guess so.
Yeah. Pero alam mo, maybe. Angel.
It's guided by faith.
Exactly, God. Exactly.
I really followed you before sa start ng career mo, hindi ka pa artista. I watch you all the time. Is it Channel 9 yung F? Yung FTV?
ABS, and then we moved to Studio 23.
Oh.
Yon, F. Yeah.
I love it. It's a lifetime.
Oh, Daphne and Cher.
Oh, yes, it's Daphne and Cher. Oh my God.
Daphne and Cher.
New York, Cher.
Yes. Wait, oh my God, I remember yung lifestyle ano magazine type,
magazine,
no?
Magazine show niyo. Oo.
Kasi alam mo, ang dating mo talaga, Angel, is ano ka eh. Kaya very versatile ka eh. Kasi ang dating mo talaga is yung aura mo ah. Parang nandun ka sa parang socialite na, 'di ba? Yung parang yes, and
alta de sociedad. Ano ba 'yun? Ganun.
Yes, ganun. Pero what I like about you, kasi yung iba-ibang roles mo, kaya mong ano eh, kaya mong gampanan yung parang mahirap na role, mayaman na role, yung mga inaapi na role, na maldita na role. Ang galing, as in. Kaya sa ko, oh shit, kaya pala multi-award. Sorry po, ATFC. Kaya pala multi-awarded ka kasi you can play any role. Ang siguro galing, kasi, no?
Siguro kasi I got experience and get a taste. Meaning, I come from humble beginnings. Hindi naman kami mayaman, you know. So lumaki ako na may mga kapitbahay na may ingay, na normal in a normal neighborhood, na may mga sapatero sa kapitbahay, mga ganun, kasi I grew up in Marikina. And I grew up having a normal, humble life. But since I got into modeling, tapos nag-host ako, I was one of the hosts of F, which also was, I think, fate, kasi, you know, sabi nila mag-audition, ganyan-ganyan, so I went. Actually, they asked me if I can, if they can feature my closet. Sabi ko, ha, closet, wala ko masyado damit, and I lived in a matchbox of a place, you know, So wala akong sarili. I didn't even have my own closet. So sabi ko, sorry po, I have to decline kasi hindi ako, wala, I don't have the clothes of a model. So sabi niya, oh, sige po, sige, next time na lang. And then they call again. And they said, oh, this is from F, the lifestyle show. And I said, sorry po talaga, pero hindi ko po talaga kayo mapapagbigay. Mapapahiya lang kayo, mapapahiya lang din ako. Wow. Sabi niya, hindi, may we call you in for an audition. Because we need a third host. Because Cher and Daphne was then locked in as the hosts of the show. And so I went in, late pa nga ako kasi sobrang traffic, parang nasiraan pa yata yung cab na sinasakyan ko. So pagdating ko doon, you know, I was in distress, and but I did it anyway, and I thought I did so badly, but si Miss Arlene, the wife of Kabayan Noel De Castro, Miss Arlene De Castro, sabi nila, liked me so much, so nakapasok ako despite all the misgivings and my tardiness and all that. You know, nakapasok ako as the third host, and because of that show, I got to have a taste of, you know, a good life. I got to see it at least, diba? Kasi if you feature mo famous people, rich people, go to their homes and get to eat good food, get to travel. So yun. Kaya
how old
siguro,
were you?
I was in my 20s. It lasted for 7 years. So it started in 2006. So I was, it started in 2000 pala. So I was 27.
Yes. Oh my God.
26, 27.
Ang ganda ng camaraderie yung tatlo eh. Kaya nga, diba, tumagal
exactly.
ng ganun.
Exactly. I remember that.
I have to say, you know, I'm so thankful that they were both so kind to me. Kasi talagang wala akong alam noon. Hindi ako masyado magaling mag-English. We were given a script. We weren't given a script. We were given yung card, index card, that said, host's banter. And back then, know what it meant. What is banter?
Ano yung banter?
I'm telling you.
Wow.
I graduate ako ng college, pero I even took up journalism, pero back then, hindi ko pa, wala pa akong ganung exposure sa mga ganung classing
words. Exactly.
So, alam mo yun, I just really learned along the way, and Cher and Daphne were so generous with their knowledge and their, with themselves and their skills and their hosting skills. So voila, they shared everything with me, and you know, I came out of F, and I knew how to host live events. Alam mo yun? So yun lang, ang dami kong natutunan from that show and from Daphne and Cher, and then I got into Us Girls with ano naman, with Iya and Cheska. So voila, God was good. Life was very
exactly, great. Exactly. Talagang guided ka talaga, no? Nang nasa taas, no? Talagang, ayan. So, nag-start ka talaga as model. Tapos, of course, naging a host ka, right? And then, yung movies, saan pumasok yun?
Actually, nauna yung movies because of modeling. You see that picture in the back? That one?
Yes.
That one. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
So that one was shot by Neil Oshima for Metro. And Butch Perez, who happened to live in the same building as him, saw that picture and he said, I think she can be in my movie. So he looked me up, and nalaman niya na taga Baguio ako. So pinuntahan niya ako sa Baguio and said, maybe you want to be part of my movie. Back then, I was pregnant with my second daughter. So I'm like, naku po, buntis po ako. But yun na nga, I guess, again, guided by faith and God, nanganak na ako, and they haven't started with the movie.
Oh, wow.
And then I just suddenly got a call and said, pwede pa po ba kayong gumawa ng pelikula? And that was my first movie, Mumbaki, with Raymar Santiago.
Galing. Talagang ano ka, no? Talagang, I mean, blessing after blessing. Talagang guided, no? Ang galing.
Thank you, God.
Pinili ka talaga eh. pinili ka talagang kunin eh. Alam mo yun, yung inaabangan.
Exactly. Meant talaga diba? Para sa'yo, no?
I guess everything that happened naman in our lives, some even those painful, hurtful things, were meant to be for us, diba?
True.
I think, and
that's
we just
so
have
true.
To learn to accept that fact.
Na exactly.
Lahat ng nangyayari na sa atin are brought on by faith and life and ourselves even.
Tayo, exactly. Tayo and just have to learn from each mistakes. No? Meron ka bang mga ano? Like, hindi naman for sure like lahat ng auditions mo, lahat ng hindi naman siguro lahat pasado, no? Was there a time that you were rejected too, or parang may gustong-gusto kang isang role and then you didn't get the chance to grab that role?
Okay, one thing that I learned to do was is ano, to not give any or pay any attention or give any importance to bad stuff or negativity or yes. rejections or ano. So kung I'm sure meron, ang dami. I'm sure madami akong ano, pero maybe survival process ko to, I've learned to
yes.
forget perhaps.
Oh wow, which is good.
Or not even know, not even care to know na if I got it or not. Basta, hindi tumawag, siguro hindi ko nakuha. Ganun na lang. Pero hindi mo na yan maalala.
Brush it off na
so,
lang.
So yun, that's my, process of survival, I guess.
Parang yan ang MO mo, di ba, for life.
Pero yeah, I'm sure there have been a lot. So many.
Ayan na. Ayan na si baby boy, baby girl, ang cute.
I know, ayan na yung mga yeah. mga fur babies mo.
Okay, Angel, balik tayo dun sa Mumbaki, sa first foray mo sa movies, di ba? So, unang movie mo yun, wala kang experience. Anong naramdaman mo? Did you fake it till you make it? Was there a workshop? Kinabahan ka ba ng todo?
Exactly.
Right? Kasi bago
fake
eh.
Fake it till I made it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was such a beautiful experience though. We were in Banawe. I only had 3 days or 4 days to shoot, but I was there together with everyone else. Naka-lock in kami for a month and a half. And since I didn't have my own car, naka-depend lang ako sa service, hindi ako umuwi, you know, because I didn't have a way back to Manila. I really stayed there throughout the filming, and I got to learn from some of the great actors from this industry, because Rolando Tino was there, Raven Tura, Pen Medina, Joel Torre.
Wow, the great.
Our director, Butch Perez. Oh, yeah. Raymar Santiago was also very generous. Rachel Alejandro, Ruby Moreno, who was back then a big star in Japan. And, you know, and she came home to give us a taste of her talent. Ganyan. So, yun, wala akong ginago. Most of the days, I was just hanging around and watching the filming. But I learned so much from these people.
And learning, no? Speaking of Rachel Alejandro, sobrang close namin si Rachel.
Barkada namin si Rachel dito.
Barkada namin siya kasi she lives in New York. Nag-start lang din na we had an interview with her.
In-interview namin, tapos barkada na namin
like
siya ngayon.
Like 2 years ago, tapos yun, naging barkada na namin. Madalas na namin siya kasama.
Can I be your barkada too?
Oh, yeah. Of course! Ano ka ba? Oo naman. Si Rachel, like, yesterday parang, sis, pabalik na ako. Oh, sige, sa Sabado, free ka ba? Oh, tara, gigimik tayo. So we always like hang out like every 2-3 weeks. Basta we chill. Kasi ganito dito eh, malamig sa New York. So, indoors or we'll have dinner and then kwentuhan. Tapos pag uwi, ay... mga 11, 12 o'clock, bangingi. Naka may joke.
Oh. So is she part of any play there on Broadway now?
No, not yet. Ang dami niyang shows dito sa US. Sobra.
Sure.
Like every weekend,
nag-US
tours
siya.
Different US tours. Ang dami until next year. Kaya nga pag meron siyang time na parang, sis, so meron ka bang ano? O sige, wala ako this weekend. O tara! O sige, yun. So, lumaalis kami pag Kasi we all love wine. So doon kami lahat nag-click. Like, we love, Diyos ko Lord, wine talaga. Wine drinker ka ba?
Any.
Any, ayun.
Wow.
Any rin kami, pero Kasi feeling namin, medyo sumusonda na kami, nag-away na lang.
But while eating, it's really good to have wine with food, no?
Exactly.
I realized that.
Oh my God. Tsaka with a cool cup.
A whole charcuterie board. Wag mo ipaspell sa akin na charcuterie. Basta ano lang. Yeah, exactly. Cheese board. A whole cheese board.
Basta cheese board diba, na lang. Sarap. Yun na yun. Oh, it's fun to spread, diba, it's fun to you to drink and eat like with bunch of cool friends, diba? Oh my God, how cute talaga. How many dogs do you have? Four or five?
I have four huskies and another Pomeranian Bichon.
Ang cute, grabe. Yeah. Paano ka nag-start ma-in love sa mga dogs? I mean mga fur babies.
Because we gave up on having pets. Just like you, we were heartbroken after the death of our very beloved pet, si Boris.
Yes.
And then, so during the pandemic, I think nanganak yung Pomeranian Bichon ni Catherine Bernardo.
Oh!
She knows kasi that my daughter kasi is a big fan of hers. And so sabi niya, do you want one of the litter? Tapos yun, she gave her si Messi as a gift. And that's how we started with one. And then si DJ naman, si Daniel Padilla.
Yes.
I think yung husky niya or his agouti husky gave birth also and gave us one of the litter. So
nagkaroon
kami ng dalawa. And then the husky that he gave birth to five. We gave away two because we promised some friends. And three of them stayed with us. So that's how I have five dogs.
Oh my God.
Mga ano pala to, Jessie, mga Katniel. Katniel dogs.
Yes. Mga Katniel. Mga anak pala nila Katniel yan.
Yes.
Oh my God. Kaya nga, baka naman one of these days, meron ka ng pet shop, ha? Baka magkaroon ka na ng business na pet shop.
Wala nga. Hindi ko nga mapagkakitaan tong mga to. Sila nga, nagtatrabaho ako para
sa... Oh my God. Oo, no? Kasi
ang mahal niyan.
Ang mahal i-maintain, no?
But I love them so much. I don't know how I'll do without them.
I know. I'm for sure, no? Like, I mean, because I know you have two daughters, right? Do they help you?
Yeah.
To take care of
care for them?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course.
Oh, wow. Wait, how old is your daughter? Their name is Lana and Taya, right?
Iyana.
Iyana. Oh, you
for Lana or... kasi it's an I, actually.
Oh, Iyana. Ang ganda ng name.
Iyana. She's also, she's also an actress.
Oh, yes. Ang ganda.
It is in her room.
Oh.
So, Iyana. Ginagamit yung room. But she's in Paris now. She's a... because she's also a producer, so they brought a script for workshop in Paris. It's like a script workshop, something like that.
Wow! Yeah. And then, ang galing rin amana sa mama.
She's 30, and
wow, 30 years old.
I can't believe that you have a 30-year-old. You're lying.
How old were you when you had her? Like 10? Oh wow! Oh my God! And na-maintain mo pa rin yung figure and everything, right?
You don't know what you're talking
about. Oh my God, no.
I know.
And si Thea just graduated from college, right?
Yes. Was that last year?
I think it was last year.
Official. Kasi hindi. But she graduated months before that or a year before that. But then because nga of the pandemic, they didn't have an actual ceremony. But since the lifted, they all said, why not all the graduates have, a graduation walk and party. So,
yeah. Ang galing. Pero ang galing. I mean, you had... Iyana at a very young age, right? Pero ang galing, paano mo na-manage yung, during that time, do you have a partner? Or, I mean, I know during that time, nag-separated kayo ng husband, right?
Yeah.
But how did you handle it? Ang galing, bilib ako sa'yo kasi single mom. Like, I'm a single kasi mom. So, ang galing talagang...
Tapos nagsastart pa rin yung career mo at that time.
Yes. Talagang movies.
Sabi ko nga sa inyo, life has been good. God has been the universe. Sabi nga ni J-Cast, the galaxy.
Yes. Very, very, yes, yes, yes.
Very, very good to me. Back then, I still lived with my nanay. She was my partner at the time. She was the one who took care of my daughters while I went to work. And galing. God was also my partner. See, I had two partners like that. So God provided me with a lot of work, a lot of, you know, rackets to put food on the table and pay the bills. And Nanay was the one who helped me take care of my daughters.
Yeah. Ang galing, no? At least may supportive. Alam mo, Angel, talaga, no?
talking to you right now and learning a lot from you agad, yung demeanor mo talaga is very, parang kalmado and chill ka. At napakabait mo.
Oo nga, are you ikaw, like,
ikaw ba? Marunong ka bang magalit, Angel?
Correct? Marunong ka ba?
Short of saying, boring ako.
What?
Oh, hindi, ano?
I don't think so.
No,
very like,
I cannot. That's my challenge. Pag nagagalit ako, I tend to clam up and be quiet. Hindi ako maka-express. I'm non-confrontational. Oh. I'm so thankful that there's text messages now because that's when I get to express myself better, I think. Para at least na-edit ko yung sarili ko and I don't get to, you know, throw out words that I don't actually mean at the time or, diba? So yun.
Oh no, very, yeah. Ano siya, very calm, very, parang, I don't know.
Kaya
sorry.
Kaya sa mga eksena na malalaki, like I have to be angry, it takes so much from me. I have to really prepare for that kasi hindi ako ganun. I don't reach 100 from 0 to, di ba yung like a Ferrari, 0 to 100 in a matter of split second.
I know.
Kasi diba, pero ang dami mong kontrabida role, you're very successful.
I was about to ask you about, diba? Ang galing, kasi yun ang, actually, dun kita hinahangaan eh. Kasi magaling ka na sa, you know, mga, yung mga dati mong patwitam roles.
Yung mga
diba?
Virginal roles, diba?
Virginal roles, yung mga ganon. Parang mga pa-virgin roles.
Bait-baitan
roles. Bait-baitan roles. Uh-oh. Tapos biglang naging villain role. Dun kita hinahangaan. Ang galing-galing mo. Dun sa, lalo na dito
probably
sa,
why?
Yes.
Sa Magkaribal.
Magkaribal. Pero yung recently, yung sa Ukay, yung ang galing mo doon pala ako parang few episodes pa lang ako ang galing mo doon yung you were begging for tapos nagagalit ka doon sa best friend mo na dinecline yung job sabi ko oh my god talagang di ka pa rin na, wala ka pa rin kakupas-kupas ang galing mo pa rin maging villain role
we have the same director it was the same si Noel Naval directed Magkaribal and Fit Check Confessions of an Ukay Queen. Yeah, so I rely largely on my director to tell me how, this hair and the tattoo director, it was my director who wanted this. Of course, you know, we both talked about it. So, direct, parang maganda kung ano siya, ganito. But he wanted full arm, he wanted the colored hair.
Yes.
Si Direk Onat Diaz naman yan. So you see, I am a collaborative worker, actor. Hindi ako, mas gusto ko na sinasabihan ako what to do. Oh, and then I take it from there.
So, kasi diba may ibang actors and actresses na before they prepare for a role na dapat i-immerse nila yung role. Dapat sila, di ba, a few days parang kailangan, nagkukulong sila. Are you the same or do you do that?
Of course, there are roles that require those things from you. Lalo na kung if it's a, ano bang tawag doon? If they have traits or lifestyle na you've never lived or you've never experience, diba? So yun, medyo kailangan, yun talaga, it requires a lot of concentration and immersion and research and all these things. So yeah, may ganun din talagang process. It really is part of the process of an actor.
Eh, in a way, Inuuwi daw yung ano. Di ba sabi nila hindi pong,
parang
yung iba.
Hindi.
Yung walang turn off?
Oo, walang turn off yung iba daw pag uwi. Parang they became that, the role that they just, di ba? That they did. Ganun pa rin. They live with it. Ikaw, what about you? Iniiwan mo?
Nung nag-uumpisa ako, I had that tendency, lalo na pag mabigat yung role ko. Nadadala ko yung bigat sa bahay, but it can get very toxic kasi. So, to learn to survive also, kailangan mo siyang i-shake off so that you can still live your life with your children, with your family, true, with your friends, and still get to enjoy that. Ganun.
Oo nga, kailangan yun eh, no? Otherwise,
nakaloka yata yun, di ba? Walang turn off.
Oo, may mga ganun, di ba?
Pero these actors who, they're really, kita mo naman, that's why they get, you know, awards here and there. Kasi nga, ang galing, nasasabuhay nila, it's hard, but they reap
the benefits of doing that.
But also, yun na nga, it can destroy you. So you yun have to nga, be careful.
Exactly. Lalo na kay pagka sa boyfriend, naman kay papa, di ba? Tipong pagdating doon, sismangutan mo lagi. So, kasi buset ka doon sa role mo. Maldita ka sa role mo. Pag uwi mo, di ba? Parang maldita ka rin. Parang gano'n.
Di ba? Sasabihin sa'yo, huy, si Angel ka dito, hindi ka dito si Vera.
Correct. Si Angel. Correct. Hindi ka si Vera.
Kailangan i-remind.
Hindi ka si Vera.
Diba? I-remind dapat. Teka, speaking of papa, sino nagpapatibok sa puso ngayon, Angel? Meron? Uy! Ang kita,
bakit,
meron!
Bakit tumaas yung boses mo ng one fret higher?
Nag-pitch bigla ako eh.
We've been together for matagal-tagal na rin. It's been magsi-six years na.
Uy, ang tagal
low na. Low-key, pero low-key lang.
Ah, talaga? Ano ba? Actor din? Actor, Filipino? Or... Ay, bawal sabihin. Basta yun na yun.
Alam ko na. Sabi daw niya Loki.
You'll figure it out.
Kamukha daw ni Loki. Si ano?
Ano ba yun?
Uy,
yun
na, si
ang galing niya doon sa Loki ha. Sa series niya.
Yeah,
if you were able to watch it.
Oh, wait. So,
Tom Hiddleston.
Tom Hiddleston. Yes, yes, yes.
Yung ex ni ano... Taylor Swift.
Ex ba?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Dumaan yung sa mga kamay ni Taylor. Huwag kayo.
Oh my God. Anong song na ang sinulat ni Taylor?
Lang.
Regarding
malamang.
Ano ba si Taylor lagi na lang ano eh, no? Tawag ako.
Parang si Adele din yan, diba?
Oh yes, correct. Parang, hello Taylor, ano ba? Ano ba ito?
Based on experiences and broken heart.
Oh, so, Angel, ano ka? Very private ka talaga. Kasi sa totoo lang ha, kanina I was about to ask, sa kalimutan ko lang, I wanna pat you in the back kasi ikaw yung isang award-winning actress na sikat, pero wala kang kaming naririnig ng mga negative bashing about you. Kasi parang lahat positive. Wala kaming naririnig na parang, nagpunta ng ganito, nagwala sa ganito, nagparty sa ganyan. I mean, wala. As in, you're just a very good actress and ganito. I mean, wala talagang negative parang
kasi
remarks about you.
Kasi boring ako.
Ikaw naman. Hindi,
so, hindi siya interesado masyado.
Kasi hindi, mabait siya.
Aside from mabait, very private ka talaga when it comes to your, especially sa love life, no?
Also because I would rather listen than talk. So whenever I'm on a set or I'm in a gathering, I'm the one who soaks it all up and soaks it all, you know, who takes it all in. I love listening to people's stories. I'm always curious about how their lives panned out, ganun. Tapos, yun, I don't get to share my ano, kasi feeling ko nga, wala naman nangyayari sa buhay ko. So, ano kakwento ko sa kanila? So, I'd rather hear about them.
Talaga? Ah, you're a good listener. Kaya siguro magaling ka talagang host. Kasi yung magaling na host is a good listener. Diba?
Dito lang ako madaldal kasi ang cute yung dalawa eh. And the, like you're really interested. I'm like,
actually, we'll get to meet each other in person. As in, hindi no kami, kasi ako naman, kami ni JCast actually, we just don't, ako, I hate just talking about myself. Mostly, mahilig din ako magpakwento. Like, tapos. Kasi, ang sarap kasi, I feel like I'm learning a lot from listening to different, kasi hindi naman lahat ng na-experience ko, hindi naman lahat nung natutunan ko sa buhay is because of my experience. The reason why I feel like I became more mature, it's because of other people's experience. Kaya I love listening. Talaga. Yeah. Talaga, it's yung kwento ng ibang buhay, drama ng ibang buhay. So, madalas, kami ni Jekas, mahilig kami yung kwento. Si Jekas naman ang payaso namin. So, ano man yung tipong umiiyak na lang. Tapos, ano nangyari? Kasi empath ako eh. Ayan, lagi sasabi. Empath kasi ako eh. Lagi ako, mas mauuna akong umiyak, mas nauuna akong mas, tapos, ay bakla, gawin natin to, puntahan natin siya, kawawa naman. O bakla, punta tayo sa ganito. Si Jekas naman yung tipong mahilig magpatawa. So, ako yung parang ma-empath na maiyakin. Siya naman yung laging pumapasok ng mga jokes. Kaya lagi yung...
Oo, di yung ganda ng balance yung dalawa.
Oo, yung kwentuhan namin, pati yung mga ano, lalo na si Jekas na yung pumupunta sa gitna, gumaganong-ganon. Lasing na, gumigiling-giling.
Pag lasing na, naglilinis ng sahig.
Naglilinis ng sahig.
using my very beautiful body.
Yes.
ikaw naman, Angel. Ikaw pa, marami ka pa mga, marami kang barkada dyan, mga ano, artista o kaya non-showbiz.
Yes.
You know, being in this business where you get to meet a lot of people, I've made friends with quite a few. Of course, I have my personal friends from before pa, from college, and then people I became friends with sa modeling. Yan nga sina Direct Jeff. So, kumbaga na nasala ako na rin naman yung mga tao sa buhay ko. So, I have maintained a few friends, maybe, you know, 2 or 3 from college, 2 or 3 from modeling, and then from the business, a couple, ganyan. Yan. Si Daphne, I've maintained
Si Daphne, friendship.
Daphne and Cher, Cheska and Iya. Kasi siguro ang tagal namin, you know, we worked together for 6-7 years.
Oo, tagal.
So, yun. Naging magkakaibigan na din talaga kami. Because of Provinciano lock-in, I became friends with Shaina, Mandayaw, Roel Santiago, Lorna Tarantino, yung mga ganun. So, we're still in touch until now. Coco, yan.
Oh, wow. Parang ikaw ata yung alam yung parang favorite friend ng lahat. Yung di mo, parang di ata natin aaway.
Angel.
Hindi na-offend. Angel.
Oo nga. Go ahead. Mabait nga siya.
Parang big sister kasi ako. Like si Jane De Leon until now calls me mommy kasi nga feeling niya, protector niya ako when we were doing ako yung go-to person niya. Also because galing kami sa parehong kumbaga, we had the same mentor. So, yung mentor namin, sabi sa kanya, basta since papasok ka sa Provinciano bubble, ang go-to person mo, si Angel. So, I was her.
Parang partnered up. Ngayon, Angel, pinag-usapan naman natin yung mga Angel at mababait mong barkada dyan sa showbiz. Sino naman yung mga ayaw mo, yung mga malbata? Pakilaglag yung mga pangalan nila dito isa-isa. Okay, go.
Tsaka yung pag nag-inom na tayo, kung palang.
Put on the spot daw, grabe.
But to be truthful, wala akong nakakaaway. Kasi I'm very quiet. Yun.
Oh.
So yun nga, tsaka hindi ako, pagka hindi ko type yung vibe, I split.
You exit
which is good.
Buti yung pagka-quiet mo, hindi na may misconstrue na, alam mo, minsan di ba yung suplada ka?
Kasi tagal ko na dito, so alam na
totoo.
Nila na.
Alam na nila,
tahimik lang talaga.
Totoo yun. Hindi, tsaka, minsan pag sobrang bait mo, people tend to abuse. Di ba may mga ganun nang aabuso?
Kay Jessie. Pero parang si Jessie ikaw, kaibigan niya lahat. Eh.
pero feeling ko ano, parang ikaw kaya mo bang mention mo nga
pa. Speaking from experience ba yan, Jessie?
Oo nga. Oo nga.
Madalas, do people abuse you?
Oo nga eh. Kasi feeling ko ang tao mabait eh.
Natututo na yan ngayon kasi dati, alam mo, bagong meet pa lang niya. Yung ang trato niya doon is parang friend niya na. Kasi pareho wherever? Ng friend niya na matagal na.
Oo nga eh.
May pagkaganyan ako.
May pagkaganyan. Pero hindi.
I'm very trusting.
Trusting.
Very, na nga, no? Pero parang, ano, na-try na, have you ever had experience that, you know, like a couple of people like tend to abuse you when, and if you had that experience.
Do you give chances or one chance
or
only
bye,
from Angel?
Cut na.
You can't say you've lived a full life if you haven't had people who have hurt you and broken you and all of that. Yeah.
Oo, totoo yan, no? Kasi parang, so, yeah, live and learn, no? Ganun na lang, no?
Ganun talaga eh. Yeah, you learn along the way and yun na nga, you encounter good and not so good people. You just have to learn to ride it through. Kailangan mo lang talagang pagdaanan yun. Just yes. So hopefully you survive, yun lang. Just,
exactly.
Sabi nga nila, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Oo nga. Yeah,
sabi ni Kelly Clarkson.
Oo nga, no? Parang,
you know, those cliches are cliches for a reason. Because they remain true until they will live on until the rest of, ano, until the end, the universe is dead. Diba?
Totoo yan. Yes. Totoo yan. Kaya siguro ang dami-dami mong mga kaibigan, no? Nagmamahal sa'yo. I feel like you're a very loving person. Kaya, siguro ang swerte-swerte nung 6 years ni Papa. Hindi ka niya pakakawalan.
Binili ka na naman ni Jessie.
Ano, no?
Swerte din naman ako.
Hindi kasi wala kaming, when we were doing your research, sabi ko, bakit wala kaming nakikitang Papa dito sa ano? Wala kaming nakikitang boyfriend na katabi or anything.
Magaling magtago, ano ka ba?
Magaling magtago.
Ay, nako, basta tingnan nyo ulit.
Ay, uy, nandun! Puzzle pala to.
Saan kami pupunta? Saan post mo sa Instagram?
Anong post mo doon? Anong date?
Oh my God. The past 6 years, I guess.
Oo nga, 6 years yun, J-Cast.
That's gonna be a lot of digging.
I know. Sana pala, nagdig tayo nung mas matagal pa. Parang, wala lang pasok kanina. Nagdig ako ng tol. Sino kaya for sure, no? Pero, question, what about your kids right now? So, ano yung relationship mo with your daughters? Kasi feeling ko parang mga best friends mo sila. Since, di ba, you had them when
True.
You were younger. You were best friends?
Yeah, so, I grew up with them. They grew
exactly.
up with me. We did our growing up together. Seriously. Because back then, I was 20s. And since I had them young, I haven't really experienced much of life. I only experienced them when they were around already.
Wow.
So, you know, yeah. So they saw me make mistakes. They saw me with different kinds of people. And I guess, you know, the three of us, they kind of learned from me, hopefully, mm-hmm. and they learned with me, parang I learned with them.
Ang galing, no? Yeah. Pag nakihilig ako nga yung mga pictures nyo, sabi ko, sure, as in, sabi ko, tapos nag-check ako ng mga videos, kapatid ba niya to? Sabi ko, parang hindi, impossible.
Parang sisters lang.
Especially when I saw like the age of your eldest 30, sabi ko,
si
kapatid
Iana,
niya to
yeah.
eh. Right? Sabi ko, kapatid niya ba? Kasi
she's
mukha talaga.
She's my mimi.
Exactly, no? Baka naman, sana wag ka muna bigyan ng apo. I mean, gusto mo na ba?
Thankfully, kids now, they don't wanna have children so early, di ba?
Oo, totoo yan, totoo
yan. Akalain mo yun, 30, when she was 19, I was like, oh my God, sana po hindi mangyari sa kanya yung nangyari sa akin noon. So I was
yes.
holding on to, I don't know why, whatever, faith na lang na sana hindi. I hope she doesn't make the same mistake, but you know, she didn't. 11 years had passed, wala pa rin.
Wala
mo,
pa rin.
Most ng mga Gen Zs ngayon, yung matatalino, ha, yung ginagamit yung utak. Ayaw nila mag-baby ka agad, no?
Ayaw.
Because they wanna
experience
fully
life.
Experience life.
Totoo yeah. yan.
Yeah.
Usually, actually, meron nga akong ibang staff na like 28, 29, even 30, 32. Pag tinatanong ko, as in parang I asked, parang I just asked them like a serious like a negative question. But whenever I ask like, oh, so do you have plans to have kids with your boyfriend? Oh my God, parang, no, parang,
favorite girl, question mo pa naman yung Jessie.
O parang 32 years old ka na, bakla. Parang kasarap ganun eh. Parang ibang lahi to ah.
Not in their plans, no?
No, no. Wala. As in, sabi ko wala. They're not even thinking. Sabi ko, yung isa 32 na, you know, like isa naman 34, 35. Parang, ano, parang taboo. Sabi ko, ay, wala na atang planong magbibi tong mga to. Ganun talaga. Different
talaga.
Different stroke
yeah.
for our different folks, no? Grabe, Angel. Alam mo, pasensya na ha. Tama, one hour na pala. Marami ka pa bang, wait, aside
has
from...
Has it been an hour? Wow.
Ah, yes, an hour. Ang sarap kasi ng kwentuhan natin. No? Imagine mo, pag nandito ka na, Angel, may plan ka bang mag New York?
Pag nandyan chance? Ako, kayo naman ang magkukwento.
Ay, okay. My God. Oo. Wow. Hindi, actually, ano tayo? Ang tawag nito? Lalo na si Jay, kasus ko, ano yan, sasakitan siyan mo dyan, kakatawa.
I want to learn. I want to know how you got there and what you do and
ay, oo.
Who are you
ay,
there?
Yes. Sana sumama ka kay Direct Jeff.
Kung tao ba ako, yun gusto mo malaman, di ba?
Kung tao ka ba? Si Direct Jeff, I think he's coming back next year for the Soho Film Festival.
Yeah. Oo,
hindi, I'm praying and ikiklaim ko na sana meron kang isang movie na may entry sa Soho Film. And
sige,
you will win
ko din yan.
Best Actress.
Oh, wow.
Sa Soho Film. You never know. Kasi si Direk, ayan na, ayan talagang, ayan na, Lord please. Siya ang, ano eh, ang one of the judges ng Soho Film Festival. So, you
wow.
never know. And that's gonna be
and
next September.
And then after that yata, he's flying to Brazil. Galing, no?
Ang social nga ng lola mo eh. Sabi ko, ay! Sabi ko nga,
kumusta? That's one place I wanna see too.
I know,
Brazil.
No?
Brazil. Mahilig ka ba mag-travel?
Mahilig ka mag-travel?
Ha?
Mahilig ka mag-travel?
O may time
yeah.
ka ba?
Well, time medyo questionable yon. Pero yeah, I love traveling.
To travel, no? Kasi sobrang busy. Ano
I love
no?
seeing places.
Different places and I'm sure meeting yeah.
Have you been to Spain? Kasi we were there like, ano ba, 3 months ago, kami ni Jessie.
Sa Europe.
Oh my God.
What did you do there?
Oh my God, we were there for three weeks.
It's 21 days.
Wow. 21 days.
In Europe.
Kapagod.
Wow.
Ang haba. As in Italy and then it's, Spain. Oh my God. I mean, never again.
Which do you like, Italy or Spain?
Di sa Italy kasi paulit palagi kami. Pero ang
pang third
Spain
time na namin ng Italy, sawana ako. Wow, sawana. Oo.
Wow.
Yung Spain is ba Spain was sandali lang tayo. So I want to spend mm-hmm. more time in Spain. At saka kasi ang daming gwapo dun sa Barcelona eh.
Sobrang dami ko.
Pero din naman.
Oo, madami din, no? Pero alam mo, Angel, sa lahat ng favorite, ako sa akin lang, ang favorite ko talaga is Iceland.
Oh,
Iceland.
You have, Angel, it's so magical. It's like a different planet. It's like a step into
si
another
Papa,
world.
Girl, promise. As in talagang mapapagano kayong dalawa. As in talagang mapapaholding hands kayo na parang,
while watching the Aurora
Borealis.
The Aurora Borealis.
Hindi lang Aurora yeah. Borealis. That's just the Northern Lights. It's different. It's like para kang nasa Mars na... I haven't been to Mars, though. Lahat naman tata tayo. It's different. It's like different from the scenery that we've been to different places. Pero kasi we...
Ano to? Nature? Is it nature? Is it
yeah,
what,
yeah.
I mean, what is so...
Magical.
Breathtaking or magical about
it's just magical.
I mean,
it's so hard to explain.
Reykjavik is their capital. It's a beautiful, quaint city, and it's modern and quaint at the same time. And then you sasakyan yun lang, we'll just step out like 30 minutes. You are in nature na, na very grand. Parang whoa, what is this? Mapapaganong kayo.
Tapos walang and then after 20 minutes you'll be in a place like summer, and then after 30 minutes you'll be in a place like there's no you won't even see a single plants. Walang kahit ano. As in, stones of different forms and colors. And then, after 20 minutes
wow.
again, merong snow.
Nasa loob ka na ng volcano.
Nasa crater ka na. Kaya sabi ko, ano ba ito? Nasaan ba tayo? Totally different.
It's like experiencing the whole of Earth in one place.
Exactly. Yes. Uy, ang ganda nun ah. The whole of Earth in one place. Kaya sabi ko, oh my God. We were only there for like 9-10 days and it's not even enough. You have to go. Kasi ang daming pwedeng puntahan pero yung isang one place, one, parang ano ba to? Ano ba tawag doon? Isang basta isang continent. Ewan ko tawag doon. Basta yun. Ng Iceland.
It's one region only. It's a small part.
One region only. And it's so big. Iba pang, sobra talaga, Angel. Promise. Ibang klase. Siguro sabihin mo kay Papa, tara, mag-Iceland naman tayo.
Okay, I will take note of that.
Yes, yes, Iceland. Yes.
I was just recently in Italy. I haven't been to Spain, so I cannot compare, but
yes.
Italy,
what part in Italy?
Rome and then Firenze, Florence, and then Milan. And doon naman you see the like the greatness of man, like the art.
Yes, yes,
especially
yes.
In the arts, you know. I can't believe that man can make those things, the Sistine Chapel, those paintings, those sculptures, those buildings, those cathedrals, and if you want to be reminded that man can be great too, then you go to those places, you know.
Ganda, yeah. No? Parang,
were you able to go to Milan, sa Last Supper in Milan?
No, meron.
Yes.
We were,
And it's very rare. Kasi we were only in Milan for a day.
Ah, kaya pala. Oh, okay. Yeah. We went to Milan. Meron kaming pinapuntahan Last Supper. Di ba, i-message, i-text ko sa'yo. Alam mo kung bakit? Pag bumalik ka doon, it's so hard to get the ticket to get in. Usually, if you get like an entrance, 50 euro, 80 to 100 to 150 euro. Pero yung original is only 15 euro, 1.5. So sa kakatsaga ako, nakakuha ako ng 10 tickets. Tapos yung mismong mga taga Milan, nung nalaman nila, lumaki yung mata, tapos biglang they shook my hands. Oh my God, congratulations! We were born and raised here, pero hindi kami makakuha ng gano'n. Kasi may technique to how to get to that last supper. And we were like, you know what? Sige, let's just the fuzz of it. Let's just go. Alam mo, pag nandun ka, Angel, mapapaganon ka talaga. No chills. Talagang, ito pala yung original na pinaint ni, paano ba siya ipopronounce? Michelangelo. Yung last supper mismo. Yeah. May message ko sa'yo yung ano.
Wala masyado nagpo-post nun kasi it's a rarity. It's very rare na
you cannot,
makapunta yung tao.
Hindi masyado.
Bawal mag-video, pwede lang mag-picture. Yeah.
Oo, kaya very few people lang can usually post kasi nga, ang hirap makakuha ng tickets. Pagtsatsagaan
mo
lang.
Iba rin yung Michelangelo, di ba? Grabe.
Parang
alien yun.
Alien din yun. Sobra. Parang sino ba yung mala Michelangelo natin? Si, sino ba? Juan Luna. Yes, si Juan Luna. My God.
Oh my God. Amor Solo, yan.
Correct.
Marami
ayan.
Din naman tayong great artists.
I know, no. Sana, Angel, magkaroon
ka
ng... At
saka wait. Si Wang Od.
Sino yun?
Imagine, she's 106?
Ay, oh my God. Yung
kasi, you have tattoos right now. And recently concluded, Miss Universe siya that the gown was an odd to Wang Od, di ba?
Yeah.
Galing, no? Oh, Angel, I know 1 hour na. Sorry ah. Pero meron akong last question. Like, consider mo ba na, kasi you're a very good actress, like, very versatile, you can portray any role. Did you ever, thought about na maybe international roles naman?
Hollywood.
International talaga. Hollywood or to audition for, kasi pwede ka eh.
Well, you know what? I think kung mapupunta naman ako dyan, mapupunta din ako eventually baka before pa kung talagang, you know, if it was meant for me. But, ito na nga. So, di ba you asked me if I have been rejected a few times? I have done some readings, but wala namang bumabalik. So maybe it wasn't, you know, those roles weren't meant for me.
Yes.
And so I don't know if one will come along, but right now, why not if that happens? But I think it will happen if it's meant to happen.
Totoo yan. Oo. Ay, parang may naisip ako. Mamaya may message ko sa'yo. Meron kasi akong isang kilalang producer. Meron silang ipoproduce na Hollywood. As in, mga kasama mo Hollywood.
Maraming ano yung si Jessie. Projects under...
Meron, mamaya may message ko sa'yo. Ipapaano nga kita?
Maraming pakulo yan eh.
Hindi, ipapaano kita. Hindi, pwede ka mag-audition. Malay mo, makuha ka sa isang cast.
Merong
dalawang
diba?
Movie na ginagawa. Parang I think San Fran and Pilipinas yung ano, yung shoot. Pero mm-hmm. ano yan, international film. Parang pwede ka ata.
Wow.
Sige. I-message kita.
Why
message
not?
Ko din siya.
You're very open
mo,
naman eh, di ba?
Yeah, at saka alam mo, I'm a firm believer that things happen for a reason. Sometimes like, there's no such thing as we met because of it, because it's an it was never an accident that we met. Like, ako, ganun, firm believer ako. The reason why we met, because it was meant to, it's meant to happen, di ba? So, malay mo, di ba? You never
pero
know,
yun, yun din naman ang dream ko for our industry. It's to be brought out there, to be recognized in the world, because my God, immense talent talaga ang mga the Filipino actors, directors,
and our stories, diba?
And our stories, diba? Parang if the Koreans, the Chinese, the Japanese are able to, the Indians, they are able to
penetrate, no?
Be appreciated.
Yes, oo. Lalo Koreans, girl. Ang Koreans,
in the West, and even now, even the Thais are being recognized and appreciated. So, parang malapit, parang madali, hindi naman madali, but malapit naman na kasi... The market is now global and
we're very global.
So I think and a lot of they're telling me that a lot of cast members in a lot of Hollywood projects and international projects are actually Filipinos, hindi lang nababanggit. But
totoo.
Sometimes, diba, manonood ka and you can see, parang Pinoy yun. Or parang ganyan.
Totoo.
Diba? So, and it's good to see. It makes me very, very happy. Hindi man mukha ko yung nakikita ko doon. I'm very happy to see a fellow Filipino be
totoo.
Part of a bigger, wider reaching projects, diba?
Sana, no? Sana. And I hope malapit na. We're praying and
malapit
claiming
na,
na
malapit
ikaw
na
ang time next.
Natin.
Yes. My God.
Ang galing nga, I'm so amazed at like what Sylvia Sanchez is doing now. She goes around the festivals and, you know, connects with people so that she can bring our, she can co-produce with these people and she can, diba? So that will bring us a step closer to the international market. To the international film industry,
diba? Sana, no? Tsaka, wait, she won. I mean, was it Sylvia Sanchez or si... yung mom ni Eigenman?
Si Jacqueline Ose.
Exactly. Isa rin magaling yun, no?
Yeah. Diba? So, our talent is being recognized. Mr. John Arcilia is a voice.
Yes, John Arcilia, yes.
Pero... this is, I guess, bigger wheels are turning because we have producers like Sylvia Sanchez who will be producing with, and I think LT wants to dabble into that too. You know, bigger wheels are turning for us kasi... pagpo-produce na yung pinag-uusapan. So definitely, they have a say in who they want
exactly.
to be part of that and
exactly.
where they want to, yeah, ganun. Kasi they have money at stake. So, you know.
Oo, syempre, sila yung pwedeng mag-dictate, no? And sana maging part ka din, no? Na, Basta, we're claiming it for you. A lot of good things for you that will come, more abundant blessings this 2024, di ba? Makita ka na namin sa mga festivals.
That means a lot.
Yes, tapos nasa red carpet ka na, wag mo kami ihuyo, ha? Wag na
yan. Oo nga.
Wow.
Wala, alahanin mo kami, girl, ha?
Pag hinuyo mo kami, hihilain ko yung buhok mo kahit hindi na pink yan.
You know, some people like to do that and it's so embarrassing kaya.
But, yeah. My God, thank you so much, Angel.
Oh my God. Soon. You,
yes.
And J-Cast.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
Oo. Oh,
oh. Ayan, si Direk din. Si Direk. Oh, si Direk Jollibee. Joke.
Ano, oh, oh, ano. Pareho kami na bilog yung mukha. So, ayan.
Yung bilog yung mukha.
Pero
ano
siya,
Direk.
Lalaki siya. Pero bago,
oh, before.
Bago ka namin bitawan, kahit ayaw ka namin bitawan, girl, is that, ito yung mga last question namin sa lahat ng mga special guests namin. So, since kakatapos lang ng ano, na Miss Universe, so very pageantry ang tanong na to. So get ready.
Oh, no. Yes. Siya nga, hindi ako sumali sa mga pageant na yan eh. Oh,
pero ano pwede ka?
Before mo nga tanongin,
sidebar.
Actually, yun ang isa sa question ko kanina, nakalimutan ko ulit, last promise, bakit hindi ka sumali? Kasi you have the looks, you have the body and the height.
Hindi ko kaya. Hindi ko kaya. Grace under pressure. Oh my God, hindi ko kaya. Bilib na bilib ako sa mga those of us who who represented the Philippines, who joined pageants, and ano, bilib na bilib ako sa kanila kasi it takes, oh my God, courage and audacity, and alam mo yun, it takes
pero alam mo yung panahon mo, feeling ko yung pressure, hindi yung pressure, hindi masyado. Yung ngayon, pag sumali ka ngayon, yung parang yung pressure, grabe. Kailangan pag sumagot ka ng Q&A, walang butas.
Correct.
Diba? Tuloy-tuloy.
People, yeah, the whole world is watching.
But during your time ba, I'm sure grabe yung pressure na kinukulit ka, no? Ang dami left and right ng designers.
Tanong mo kay Direk Jeff siya. He wanted me to do it. But di talaga eh. Tapos na, I got pregnant. So, nagkaroon ako ng excuse not to. Kasi hindi ko rin kaya.
Tsaka parang ang dami sa bagay, I mean, acting, modeling, hosting, parang nasa akin na lahat.
Grabe stage fright ko, hindi ko kaya.
Wait, may stage fright ka?
Hindi halata.
Really? Kahit host ka? Nag-host ka na so many times?
Oh, kaya pa every time na mag-host ako ng live event, parang kung masubsuka. But yeah, I haven't gotten over my stage fright.
Oh my God, talaga.
Magaling magdala.
Ako may stage fright eh. Hindi ko rin kaya.
Ako meron
din
ako
dyan.
May stage fright ako. Hindi ko kaya. As, I don't know, like pag nandun na parang nagsishake na ako, hindi ko kaya. Oh, parang ikaw din, parang meron ka pala nun. Parang feeling ko kasi you're very...
It's normal.
It's normal. Yeah. Sabagay, it's real. From ano, na Angel na kumpleto na lahat. At least may isa pa rin, may parang, sige, at least meron pa lang.
Maraming hindi lang isa, marami pa yung mga, gano'n.
Talaga.
Lahat naman tayo.
Oo, lahat naman tayo.
That's
kore.
True.
Diba, pag nagkita tayo, pagkakwentuhan natin yung mga,
sana makita
mga
tayo.
Ano natin. Mga,
I still can't believe na kausap ka namin, Angel.
I know, oh right? Grabe.
I have friends there in New York. They've moved there already and they've been living there for a few years. They were also from ABS. Alam kung kilala niya sila. Anyway, yeah, let's talk about that.
Sige. Yeah. Pag pumunta ka dito.
I also visit them.
Yes. Tapos ha, please ha. We have to meet you. Talagang kailangan natin magsikahan.
I want to meet you guys.
Huwag ka mag-visit ng under the radar ha. Kailangan malaman namin talaga yan.
Dito ka.
Maglo-loko.
Oh, ayan. Wait.
Correct.
Okay. Ituloy na natin.
Patuloy mo na pala. Sorry. Okay, go ahead, Jess. Kaya, J-Cast.
Ang ating last question kay Angel. Yes. So, Angel, if you have the chance to travel back in time and you can talk to your younger self, anong sasabihin mo sa kanya?
Yes.
Nanginginig tuloy ako. I don't know if it's the coffee or...
You have 15 seconds. You have 15 seconds to answer. Joke lang.
I don't know, 15 seconds. Walang yak.
Anong sasabihin ko sa kanya? I think, have more courage to put yourself out there. para sa akin. But, you know, I will tell her that you're okay as you are, but having more courage won't hurt. Because I, you know, I'm pretty good naman. I think I did a pretty good job building my life.
Oh, and, hell yeah. Your future, career. Yes.
Yeah, helping, you know, here are my daughters. But, yun na nga. I think okay lang din to ano. Yun kasi yung one big flaw that I feel that I have is that I'm kind of a coward. Medyo may pagkaduwag ako konti, ganyan. Lagi ako takot to take risks, ganon. But also, I'm also somehow can be reckless. So, alam mo yon, yung may mga ganon akong weirdness. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. I will tell my younger self to, you know,
imagine,
it's okay to
imagine kung mas courageous ka pa. Grabe na.
Grabe. Alam mo, Angel, bless ka talaga. Alam mo, because of what you said, ngayon, talagang, I therefore conclude, you're really blessed. Kasi imagine mo, sa, wow, nashock ako na medyo coward ka pa. So, meaning, binibigyan ka talaga ng, inaabot sa'yo ng Diyos eh. Inaabot sa'yo yung blessings. Hindi totoo
so,
yun.
So, a million chances from God, really.
Exactly. Kasi, imagine
to correct myself. And yes. To correct my mistakes, yeah.
Ang galing. Mabait ka kasi. Mabait ka kasing tao. Thank you. Sabi nila pag mabait daw.
It pays to be good.
It pays to be good. Yes. Abundant, you know, blessings.
You know that Cinderella story of where Kate Blanchett acted, yung live Cinderella. That was what the mom told the daughter, si Cinderella. Be kind and have courage. Have courage and be kind. That's what she said. And that I think that's a perfect, those are the perfect words to tell a young person. Have courage and be kind.
And be kind. Oo, perfect example yun sa'yo, diba? No? Yeah. Yes. Kaya ang dami mong blessings kasi mabait. Kaya talagang ang dami kasi mabait.
Gabi, ngayon yung pala ako nakilala, sinasabi niyo mabait ako.
Hindi pero...
Kilalanin niyo muna.
Hindi. Kahit si Direk Jeff. Hindi kasi naman, I mean, now, kasi usually na mapapansin mo yan over the a year to like 1.5 hours. Nararamdaman mo yung demeanor and aura nung nai-interview namin.
Oo naman.
So, yes, and we can tell. And kahit si Direk Jeff, sinasabi niya, Jesse, sobrang bait. And we know that you're kind. That's why abundant blessings ka. Imagine mo, sabi mo pa nga, may pagka-coward ka. So imagine mo kung talagang coward ka, hindi tapos yung wala pang masyadong blessings. Usually, pag gagagalong tao, wala nang nangyayari sa buhay. Parang, ayoko. Pero sa'yo, inaabot. Inaabot. Hindi totoo.
Totoo naman yan. Totoo naman. Diba? Really, really thankful na... Talagang, I don't know, basta hindi ko ma-explain, but I guess it's true what you keep on saying that I have been really blessed. So.
At saka ano, huwag ka magkalala, Angel, sa ano, sa part 2 sa susunod na episode, doon natin pag-uusapan kung ano yung sapak mo.
Kung talaga.
Kung meron ba, okay?
Kung meron ba, wala.
Kailangan mga sapak ko sa mga kontrolero. Ayan.
Yes, eh, diba? yun.
Be a bitch and not say sorry for it.
Yeah. Exactly,
na,
exactly.
Na yan.
Ah, kaya pala pangalan mo, Angel. Talaga sumakto talaga.
Perfect ako sa Christmas holiday.
Correct.
Matunog ako sa Christmas holiday.
Matunog yun sa...
Yeah.
Oh my God, Angel, pasensya na. Naku, 1.5 hours na. Pasensya na.
Thank you so much.
Sabi ko kay Direk Jeff, sige, 1 hour lang, promise. Nakakahiya kay Angel. Pero maraming salamat, grabe. Talagang...
Maraming salamat for your time. Having me in mind. Thank you.
Oh God, it's a dream come true. Kasi matagal ka na namin talagang hinahanap.
We are not worthy, Miss Angel. What are you talking about?
thank you. Yes. Angel,
any last message or anything you want to promote sa lahat ng mga fans mo sa buong mundo na nanonood ngayon sa TFC at sa Jeepney TV and sa FYE channel?
Well, right now, we're doing a senior high It's a very exciting, thrilling show for family and for the young ones now, yung Gen Z.
Yes.
Kasi you'll see a lot of your mga ano da, sa mga Gen Z, makikita nyo lahat ng mga iniidolo nyo doon, mga crush nyo doon, sina JK, sina Kyle, sina Andrea, sina Cyril and Zijan,
oh, wow,
and so many other young actors. It's maganda siya kasi it starts with the death of one of my daughters, and it's a series of whodunit, parang ganon. So,
oh, wow,
watch it because it's a really, really good series. It's on it's now on I Want TFC. People, you know, Filipinos and not just Filipinos around the world can watch it on I Want TFC. Malapit na rin kami matapos. We're probably 2 months to go or a month and a half to go. So you can just imagine how things are unfolding now, and it's getting more exciting. And we're starting to, even us, hindi namin alam kung sino. So even us, we're just starting to find out who really did it. So
really?
Please watch it. Senior High on I Want TFC and Kapamilya channel.
Alam mo, before ko ano, proceed dun sa next episode dun sa Ukay Queen, magsi-senior high muna ako.
What's that? Dirty Linen and Ukay Confessions of an Ukay Queen are also available.
Yes, nasa I Want TFC.
Ang dami ko ikiklip. Ano ba yan?
Ang dami nga eh.
Hindi na ako matutulog.
So yeah, please watch those things. Ang daming ano ngayon, good, great projects ngayon on ABS, you know.
Yes.
Bilang taga-kwento, marami silang kwentong dapat nating panoorin.
Yes. Talangkilikin?
Tangkilikin.
There you go. Maraming salamat, Angel. Grabe, it's an honor.
Jessie. Maraming salamat, JCast. Maraming salamat, Direct. And maraming salamat to all the Filipinos out there who are working hard for your families here in the Philippines. Thank you. You are our heroes. Just hang in there. Nasa inyo ang aming prayers and love. Just stay strong, okay? And we will always be rooting. We are always rooting for you. And we are doing all these things, itong mga kwentong ginagawa namin para sa inyo to, so you that you will never forget that you are Filipino.
Wow.
That's so sweet.
No, Jekas?
Nag-ano,
ginagawa
ko
para
doon
sa inyong mga Filipino. Ang galing. Maraming salamat, Angel. Jekas, close our show for this morning. Go ahead.
Yes. Thank you po mga kaugat natin, mga kapamilya at mga kaibigan. Thank you for watching this episode. Don't forget to share this amongst your friends and family. Also, yes, thank you sa mga subscribers natin worldwide sa The Filipino Channel TFC, yes, also in mga streamers natin sa I Want TFC, and also in ABS-CBN's FYE channel in Kumu, at mga pasahero natin na nanonood sa buong Pilipinas sa Jeepney TV. Oh my, yes, God. Miss Angel Aquino, our new friend. Wala ka na magagawa, friend ka na namin. We love you before.
Yes.
We love you even more right now. Thank you for giving your time, hanging out with us.
Thank
you for letting us getting to know you, and hopefully we'll get to toast each other in person. But now, let's just toast virtually.
Yes.
Right? Mga kaugat and Angel, amidst the challenges of life, let's still find ways to be happy. Let's all talk about it over
a glass or two. Bye, Angel.
We love you, Angel. Salamat.
Love you. Mwah. Oh,